SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump continued his march toward the GOP nomination Saturday, winning caucuses in Idaho and Missouri and sweeping the delegate hall at a party convention in Michigan. Mr. Trump earning every delegate at stake Saturday, bringing his count to 244 compared to 24 for former governor and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. 1,215 delegates are needed to clinch the Republican nomination. Meanwhile, in Greenville, South Carolina, Mr. Trump blamed the immigration policies of President Biden for some recent high-profile violent crimes involving migrants in the U.S. illegally.
It's migrant crime. It's a whole new category of crime, and it's probably going to be more vicious than anything we've seen. These are vicious people. They're from jails. Many of them are from jails. Many of them are from mental institutions. This is what they're dumping into the United States.
Coming up, Super Tuesday, 16 states and American Samoa will go to the polls. Also at SRNnews.com, two strikes kill suspected militants in southern Lebanon.
Lebanese state media and officials say an Israeli drone strike hitting a car in the country's south killed three members of the militant group Hezbollah. And security officials say another four Hezbollah members were killed in a separate strike on a house. In a statement, the Israeli military says it attacked a vehicle carrying a number of terrorists who had launched rockets into Israeli territory. It claims the militants operated under the Imam Hussein Division, which is affiliated with Iran and operates under Hezbollah. The Lebanese militant group has traded fire with Israeli forces along the border near daily since the beginning of Israel's war on its ally, Hamas. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Rough opening to the season at Six Flags over Georgia Saturday. Fights broke out inside the park, and that led to an exchange of gunfire between suspects and police, with cops sending one of the suspects to the hospital. This is SRN News. A lot of America's young men would like to be fathers.
The problem is, not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to, but only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump's bond with America's conservative Christians is stronger now than in 2016. Some religious leaders were initially hesitant to get behind the former president, but now they too are among his most solidly loyal base. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters, says the one thing he hears all the time from people is they really feel Mr. Trump understands them, and that's the biggest connection people make. SRN News. There's new restrictions on college athletes in Utah when it comes to the NIL.
Athletes there who are looking to profit off their name, likeness, and/or image will have to seek written approval from the school for any business deal exceeding $600. The state Senate giving final approval to the bill, and that gives universities more control over athletes' marketing partnerships. Schools in Utah will be required to provide the student-athlete with a written acknowledgement on whether the NIL deal conflicts with the school's policies or the standards outlined in the measure. Jason Walker reporting.
Tiger Woods was named the winner of the Bob Jones Award. The highest honor from the USGA recognizes Woods for his commitment to sportsmanship and respect for golf traditions. Woods will be honored June 12th during the U.S. Open at Pinehurst No. 2. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.